with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning us in each and every weekend as we are running around the garden today. And we've hit a few things, and we're going to keep it going. We're going to mix it up right now. What you thinking, Bob?
Oh, time for another shout-out down to Key Largo, Florida. My buddy Pat's down there. He owns that Chase Creek Smokehouse.
Uh-huh.
I was up there this week. Good job, buddy. That place runs even better when you're on vacation than when you're there. So stay in Key Largo.
Yeah, right. Great place to be. So, you know, this is one of the points that Barbecue Bob and I often disagree on. But I'm going to go there, and then he's going to tell me I'm full of it.
I disagree with that.
Right. What it is when we mix up the vegetables, and I like to put them in a foil pouch and put them on the grill. And Barbecue Bob is like all against the foil, thinking that you're going to get some sort of third eye or something going on.
Why buy organic vegetables if you're going to throw them in a chemical?
Well, I don't know if I buy organic vegetables. I buy vegetables at a farm stand, and maybe because they, you know, put them up with manure and fertilize them, then they're organic. I don't know. But anyway, where I'm going is the root vegetables, the potatoes and the squash, sometimes not really, but an onion and the stuff that's more dense, right? I'm going to put that in a little.
You can relate to that.
Right. I can. I'm going to put that in a foil pouch and put some sort of a liquid in there, whatever it is. Again, if you're copping out you can and want to make it easy, you can buy the little Lowry's marinades or you can buy some dressing.
Let me save you all the trouble.
Okay.
Just take a little cast iron skillet and throw that on your grill with your other stuff. Put the handle in so you can shut your lid. Put your oils in there, and put that on your grill. Shut the lid. Now you don't have to use aluminum, and you've got good cast. You can go to Lodge and buy them.
Okay. If you've got cast. If you don't, I can spend $2.79 on a roll of aluminum foil
I'm
and
deadly,
do it my way.
Deathly against it. So, okay, here's something to think about, though. Like, I've got a mix I like, which is potatoes, slices I do this time, or cubes. Cubes are easier to cut, actually. Corn, onion, carrot, broccoli combo. And what I'll do is I'll put the potatoes in first.
Okay.
And then I'll give them like 15 minutes. I'll throw the carrots in, give them about 5 minutes. Then I'll put the onion in with the carrots, I'm sorry. And then I put the onion in when I do the potatoes, so I got to back that up. But I don't mind if the onions meld in with everything for a long time because you can't overcook an onion in my book. I like those at any stage. But so potato and onion first, stage it with the carrots. And then for the last 10 minutes, broccoli and little pieces of corn on the cob.
Mm-hmm.
And those don't take much. Either one of them don't take much to cook. And again, I'm using some sort of a basket apparatus. Right. So I'm shaking them up as I do it. And I'm probably not shutting the lid. I'm using a medium to medium high heat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to hit them with some kind of hydration, whether it's a little flavored EVO at the end and at the beginning, or maybe a little vinegar. I've gotten really fond of this grapefruit balsamic. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that stuff is fantastic on veggies. And it's a real light color, so it doesn't darken anything you're making if you're trying to get a real
bright
cool, cool look. Yeah.
Cool look, yeah. With the corn on the cob, I normally will grill the corn on the cob in the whole cob and then cut it after I've got it cooked because I like turning one rather than five or six little pieces to get grill marks.
Well,
on
I was
corn.
Talking about doing a mix. So
yeah.
So
yeah.
If I'm doing these as a mix, no, I'm gonna shuck a couple ears and I'm gonna cut them up into like inch and a half chunks.
Yep. So tonight later, we're going to have corn on the cob, and I'm going to put a couple of different dressings on top of it. One of them I'm going to try. I've never done this, but I've got this little thing that we get from the food magazine. It's the 50 fresh ways to do something. Well, this issue was corn. And there's one in here, very simple. It's called bacon-wrapped corn, and they're saying two slices of thin bacon wrapped around the corn, shucked corn, obviously, because so your bacon to corn is touching – and then you're just going to put it on a medium grill and grill it on one side, roll it once, and let it cook down, that bacon cook down. And we're going to give it a try. I don't usually
bring
stuff.
I've had that. I don't know if I made it or not. I can't remember where I had it, but it's surprisingly really good.
Yeah, I usually don't bring things
bacon.
I've never had to a party, you know, right. when I'm catering. But I'm going to try this one, and we're going to see. It's corn, right? I can buy it this time of year. That stuff's everywhere, and we can buy it cheap.
So what you might want to do then is you might want to cut those ears of corn in half so they're smaller.
Uh-huh.
They'll be easier to handle. You have an opportunity to put the little corn handles in on the ends, and then one slice of bacon will do the whole little piece.
Okay.
And you could put a couple of them on while everybody's having their drinks, and you could try a couple and actually just pull it off and try it before you do them all, because
great tip.
It might not be there.
And
might be tough.
Yeah, and then you're like, But traditionally,
it does work.
Traditionally, what I do with the corn is on the grill, if I'm serving a party like I am tonight, I'm going to take the hush sauce and I'm going to grill it, because I like the grill marks, a little bit of burn on there. And then whatever flavoring I'm putting on there, we've used margarita mix, dry margarita mix before, and things. Just give them corn as a little bit of flavor.
Margarita salt's good.
Yep.
And butter.
But then right before I serve them, you got to have a heavy knife, and I put them on a board, and I cut them in about 2-inch pieces, because my idea is I want this to be finger food. Mm-hmm. I don't want it all over your face, right? So in a little 2-inch piece, you can put your index finger and your thumb on either end, take 3 or 4 bites, throw
and
it
they
away.
Last longer.
Right.
You know, when you've got a great big tray of ears of corn and everybody grabs one, all of a sudden there's like none.
Right.
If there's little chunks, you can grab 4 instead of a whole ear or whatever. Yeah,
right.
That's a great idea.
Yep. So, but
I haven't had corn hardly at all this year, and I'm really jonesing for some.
It's out there now. I used to live farther out in the country than I do now, but I still drive out to those farm stands that I know where they are. And boy, you know, my dad used to raise corn too, and he always said, if you stub your toe between the patch and the pot, you've taken too long to get the corn in. You know, and that stuff that's picked that day or that afternoon, you can't substitute anything for
man.
It is just fabulous.
I know it.
So I'll be going out there later today to get my corn.
That cookies and cream blend, though, the yellow and white stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm getting hungry. So corn on the cob. So there's lots of ways you can do it. If you're in a hurry, or if you just simply don't want to mess around with shucking it, you can just soak it in water for about a half an hour and throw them literally right on the grill with the husk, especially if you have an out-of-control grill that is...
Hot spots?
Yeah, maybe.
Yep.
You know, so it's irregular. And you can roll these things and you know, pay attention, because you will want to burn the husk, but they're pretty hard to burn.
Right.
It's okay if you see the outside getting black, because you peel them back and they're still green. You'll just want to cook them for about, depending on your heat, because the temperature is everything with those. They're very dense. So if you go with a medium heat, you know, it's going to take you about 15 minutes probably to do them.
Yeah.
And they take up a lot of grill surface, but it is kind of cool if the kids like to shuck their corn, because now it's all brown and crispy and it makes kind of a mess. It's something you do outside.
Yeah.
You know, when you're picnicking, it's fun.
Our friends at Garrett's Appliance, we had put all these appliances out in this outdoor kitchen I'm going to be working on today. And we got a big DCS grill, 3 burners left to right, plus a sear burner, and then a rotisserie burner on the back. So
that's not going to be a party you want shuckings.
Right, exactly. That's why I was going to say I'm going to have it shucked there and put it on. But I'm looking forward to using this piece of equipment again, because it's
brand
nice new
grill.
And it's
that's
a nice grill.
Grill.
Yeah.
Here's another mix I like, and this one it's just fantastic from a viewpoint. And it's going to be peppers, and I always do like a big blend of peppers, tomatoes, and in this case, I'm probably going to go with cherry tomatoes, or the Kalamatas, I think they're called.
That's an olive.
Yeah. What's the little
the
little
grape ones? Or?
No, there's a tomato that's about this size,
about the size of a golf ball,
Camerata, something like that. And then, so it's pepper, tomato, onion, asparagus, and again, corn. And this is a great looking blend, because you've got the different colored peppers. You got the tomato, onion, which are just fantastic. Asparagus, so you got your green covered, and then your corn's the yellow. This thing pops. But you do the tomatoes at the last couple minutes. They don't need very long in there at all. The rest of the stuff you do all together. Mm. And again, grill and basket. But that's a good looking mix. So yeah. let's talk about smoking vegetables in the next segment.
Coming up next, we're going to stuff it, have it, and smoke it. Stick with us. We'll be back.